Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless as he talks to successful real estate professionals and asks them to share their best advice ever. From deal syndicators to wholesalers, flippers, property managers, pest inspectors, and everyone in between. It's the best ever advice and none of the fluff. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, The Door Devil. Homeowners spend hundreds on alarm systems each year, but rarely reinforce the weakest point on the home, the doors. Bad guys know this, and that's why kick-ins are so common. Simply adding Door Devils virtually eliminates the home security gap. Sleep better tonight. Reinforce your doors. Visit DoorDevil.com and enter Best Ever to get an exclusive 20% discount on your purchase. Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Jonathan Minkoff. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Joe.
Great to have you on the show, and a little bit about Jonathan before he gets into his background. He is a co-founder and the CFO of Ash NYC, and Ash NYC is a real estate investing and development design firm. So they develop and they design their product, and he and his company currently have $50 million of equity, cash equity under management, and those projects are, you know, $180 to $200 million value. So he's got a tremendous amount of experience, and he's in there, he's doing it right now, and I'm excited to have you on the show, Jonathan. So can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more background on what you've been up to and what you're focused on right now?
Yeah, certainly. You know, we've been mostly focused on looking at acquisitions and different real estate acquisitions that allow us to focus on our strength, which is improving assets through design. We mostly focus on historic buildings because that gives us a lot of opportunity to retrofit them and you know, utilizing all this amazing stuff from history, at the same time bringing new modern design to it. You know, so we're currently in the process of identifying more and more assets to do that. We've been really focused lately on hotels because we think that it It really is a great combination of design and brand experience, all the while keeping to the principles of real estate investment, which is buying, developing, financing. So together we can create the value doing it, utilizing all of that.
And how did you get focused on hotels? Was it the more I'm interested in design and I love that aspect, so hotels give me and my company the ability to use both of those skill sets? Or was it I like hotels and kind of backing into the design nature of them?
I kind of wish it was both of those answers. Unfortunately, or fortunately, we started our company, with the idea of my partner Ari Heckman and I started the company with the idea of identifying the highest and best use for land. So land building or whatever. So we would look to acquire a piece of property, whether it be land or whether it be a building. And with that, we would identify the best use, as opposed to looking for a piece of land to build residential or look for a piece of land to build a hotel. We would find opportunities. We would underwrite the opportunities. We would figure out the best use. And one of those opportunities happened to be a hotel. We came across it a couple years ago, and it just seemed to fit the bill. We had done residential condos. We had done apartments. We had done retail, industrial. We hadn't done a hotel yet. So we said, oh, man, we should try a hotel in this property that definitely the highest and best use. We built that hotel and opened it. And since then have been just, really in love with this process. It's extremely exhausting and complicated, but it's the other side of it is just so rewarding because it hits on so many sides. So I guess we kind of fell into it in a sense and are really trying to push it, as the first one we did went a lot better than we expected. Or not better than we expected, but is out achieving our projections, I should say, and being received better than we anticipated.
It's always good to under-promise and over-deliver.
Business 101.
Jonathan, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Well, my best real estate investment advice ever is two part. The first part is expect it to take longer and cost more, always. With that said, though, always watch the market and never, never be afraid to continue to invest in your property as the market changes. So you buy a project, you have this whole plan of action, you're going to sell your condos for, $1,000 a foot. You realize the market's changing. If you invest a little bit more money, you can sell them for $1,400. Don't be afraid to amend your investment plan to stay with the market. And that can go the other way as well. Just we're currently in a time where, especially in New York, where it's headed in that direction.
Can you give an example of that happening to you?
Yeah, I can give a great example. We purchased a condominium project, a failed condominium project from a bank a few years ago. And when we purchased the property, the project was about 90% done. The market was fine. It wasn't great. Over the course of the year and finishing and buttoning up some permitting and stuff, the market had really kind of exploded. We started to slide out of the recession and, prices per foot doubled. We knew that the product that we bought wasn't fantastic. We knew that it was good. We knew that it would sell, in the market that we bought it in. But we also knew it wouldn't get top dollars. As the market opened up, as financing opportunities became available for buyers and people were seeking more homes as a small condo project, we decided that instead of doing the minor tweaks, we would fully renovate these units that were 99% done. And in doing so, we outachieved our model by almost 100% of our original asking price. We had modeled something close to 400 or 300 a foot, and we sold it around 650 a foot. So, that additional investment, although the market helped us get there, we would have never been able to have the highest sale rates in the neighborhood at the time if we hadn't made that additional investment. And that additional investment ended up being almost 40% more than what we anticipated on putting into the project.
How do you have that conversation? Do you have investors on that deal? And if so, how do you approach that conversation with them?
So we do have investors. We did have investors on that deal. We have investors on almost all of our deals. We approached it in the fashion of we're always willing to stand behind our project. So if they didn't want to put the money in, we were willing to either come up with the money with an alternative source, or we were going to invest the money ourselves because we just knew that it was the right move for it. We approached them with basically if they got diluted, they would have made the same amount of money. Unfortunately, everyone got it and they all decided to invest further. But, we strategically... We had a lot of confidence, I guess we should say, behind what we were doing, and we relayed that, and I think that they saw it as an opportunity to make more money as well. It's always a little tricky because you're selling them on a dream of the market's changing, right? But we were able to convince them through showing them what's in the market and showing them the demand. You know, we just tried to back it up with detail and facts and, confidence.
Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
I am ready for the best ever lightning round.
Best ever book you've read?
Cain and Abel, Jeffrey Archer.
That was so quick. Tell me about it. How come it's the best ever?
You know, I haven't read it. I've read it multiple times. I haven't read it in years. I think it's just a phenomenal story. I've never been able to read fiction. It is fiction. And I love the story. I think it's the first time that I really read a novel and started to appreciate, that writing style. You know, I've always been a nonfiction person.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you've learned from it.
I would say my best ever personal experience would be starting the company. You started the company with the intention of getting to invest in real estate and build cool things and make really fun product. But at the end of the day, there's a lot that goes into starting a company. And I think the experience that I learned in dealing with employees, dealing with staff and dealing with their problems, how to make them happy, how to keep us happy, how to understand that not everybody's on the same wavelength has strengthened me as a person in just so many levels.
What's your number one tip on building a company?
Patience and understanding that not everybody thinks the same and that's a strength, not a negative.
Best ever success habit you practice?
Have confidence in your projects and always follow up with people and communicate. Let them know if you're going to be late. Just keep in touch with people. Don't ever have people waiting for you.
I love that one. Best ever deal you've done?
Pound for pound, I would say that condo project that we were talking about earlier. My favorite project was our hotel project, the Dean Hotel in Rhode Island, which was our first project. It's hands down my favorite project to date.
How come?
It's the most rewarding project I've ever done. I mean, I think that's when I fell in love with doing hotels. Was the idea of a hotel was, it hits every level. You got the finance, you got the real estate, you got crazy construction issues, you got branding, you got FF&E. I mean, you got the furniture, the design. You have commercial tenants, you have food and beverage, just so many other fun stuff that you don't normally get to come, well, what I call fun, that you don't normally get to come across in your standard real estate transaction.
Best ever quote.
Oh my God, this one's hard. It's not the best ever quote, but it's something that I say often, and I had a professor in college say to me all the time, it's not rocket science. And rocket science isn't all that it's cracked up to be. And I think it just you can figure it out if you put your mind to it.
I used to say the same thing to someone, or not to someone, but on this forum that I'm on, and I said something like, "Yeah, it's not rocket science." And then someone ended up following up with me afterwards. He said, "It's funny you mentioned that because I am a rocket scientist, and you're right. It's not as hard as rocket science, that's for sure. And in fact, rocket science isn't even that hard. Here's how you do it." and then he tried to explain it to me, and I was totally lost, but it made sense to him.
That's funny. Yeah, no, I think it's very relevant when people get discouraged.
What's the best ever place to reach you, Jonathan?
Physically?
Well, no, like not reach out and touch you, but rather just
physically touch me. Where am I normal?
How do people get a hold of you?
The best place to reach me is via email at jonathan@ashnyc. If you email me, I will get back to you. It might take me a day or so, but if you email me, I'll always make sure to get back to you because I have the ability to keep track of it by simply filing it as something to do.
And definitely check out his company's website, ashnyc.com. It is almost as beautiful as the product that his team designs. It is just an incredible website, and you all have an incredible talent for design, particularly the hotel. You can check out the hotel that Jonathan was referencing, and it's really cool stuff. So, Jonathan, is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you wanted to mention to the Best Ever listeners?
Just to trust your team and know that when you have a good team around you and you have a good partner or good partners, that you appreciate them and know that, you know, 1 + 1 should always equal more than 2.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Joe. It was really nice speaking.
Hey, you, Best Ever listener, do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.